Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Take my hat off. My hobo hat.
My glasses are still a little...
What? Is my hair insane?
Yeah.
Good. Just how I like it. Someone's got a big-ass head. Who was the last person to use these headphones?
It was me.
No, it wasn't.
Just kidding.
The only big ass you have is your ass.
That's right. Big ass. Hey, big ass.
I'm trying to look at my reflection in the screen.
You look great.
Don't lie to me. I don't like it.
Okay.
You look like shit.
Theme song.
What's your excuse?
Hello.
Oh, hey. Welcome
to What's Your Excuse?
The podcast.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Caitlin, and this is a podcast. Can you hear my squeaking? I'm trying to fix my glasses. No, that's in the speaker.
They are very crooked.
This is the podcast where we tell you about, well, I'm trying to, okay. I don't think, how do I wear glasses? Okay, they were getting stuck on the speaker. Nope, the
headphones.
And then I could hear my creaking by moving them. And I was like, wait, can y'all hear that? And then I was like, nope, that's in my ears, not in the microphone.
Yeah, nope.
It's like when you chew chips.
Ugh, and you're trying to watch TV.
Yeah, and I can't hear. Anyways, this is a podcast where we talk about the excuses as to why we are weirdos. Why we like fun, weird things. So, aka spooks. I'm looking at you through the glass.
I'm sorry. There's a screen here. We are very distracted by it.
We can't touch each other. We don't ever touch each other.
Only whenever we're told that we can't do we suddenly feel sad about it.
I like to have... Oh.
Yeah, come on, Caitlin.
Well, anyways, how's your week been?
It was good. I don't have COVID. Yeah.
Me neither.
Yay.
I got tested twice too because I freaked out.
Yeah. It's good to hear.
All good. Both negative.
So like I said last time, I quit my job. I have been making cups and other things. And
she made me a cool cup. Two cool cups.
I did.
I love them.
Yay. So I feel very winded. I don't know what's happening in my lungs.
You know, that's, I know you just said you don't have COVID, but
no, it's just that I'm fat. walking from the cold into a heated room is hard on my weight, I guess. So, I have been working on a bunch of things, and last night I came across these molds for like these little Ouija boards, and they're like the size of your hands put together. So like they're very clearly meant for like wall art or like just
you ain't summoning
pieces.
Nothing with it.
No, Thumbelina. That's who you're gonna say.
Ding, da, ding, da, ding.
Thumbelina. and so I texted my mom and I said like, "How mad would you be if I started making Ouija boards and selling them?"
Ouija.
And I said, I'll say the Lord's Prayer every time I pour the epoxy and I'll put holy water all over it. Because I have like a couple of bottles of
holy
water.
Mix holy water in with it.
Yeah.
You know?
You can't.
Okay. I don't know how it works.
But she, and then I post on Facebook, like, how mad do we think my mom will be if I start selling and making Ouija boards?
Mm-hmm.
And she commented at like 6 this morning and just wrote, no, and I'm not playing. So she called me, or I wrote back and I was like, well, mom, no one's going to be playing on them. They're so tiny.
Yeah.
And then she called me at 6 this morning and I answered knowing what she was calling me about. And I went, hello. And she goes, You're going to need to find a new place to live if you intend on making and selling those. And I was like, oh my God, Mom.
Cause she makes business.
We rent our house from them.
Yeah.
And she was like, please don't. So I'm not going to do it. But I did get her to compromise that I can make like custom planchettes.
Good.
So, because those can be like paperweights.
Yeah.
It's fine. Those are useless without the board.
I bought one this weekend that was woodcut. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. You called me this morning at like 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. I was on my way to go teach. I was like, why is Megan up this early?
Because I started going back to school today.
Oh, good. Yay.
So, but yeah, I guess I'm going to try and see if I can do that. We'll see. Find out. How was your week? You did exciting things.
I did. It was exhausting.
Yeah.
To say the least. But I had my first pop-up. It was pretty successful. Mm-hmm. And it was at the Skillington Curiosities Market. And had a lot of fun. I couldn't have done it without help from people like you, from viewers like you.
Welcome to PBS.
Yes. And other friends that just helped me from building and sourcing different things that I needed. And yeah, because, you know, doing one woman show is kind of hard. And it's never truly just one person because, yeah, I have to ask for help a lot. So,
well, we're happy to do it.
It went really well and I was proud. And got me a new Sloppy Seconds cup.
I'm proud of you.
It's cute. It's a gift from my friend, Megan.
Perfect.
My sticker's not vinyl, so that will eventually slough off.
Right.
But
I slapped it on there. I came up with the cup.
I'll get more.
So I came and I helped Caitlin set up, and then I went home to dress myself because I had told her I would be there by 9, and I woke up at like 8:15 and was like, fuck. Rolled out of bed, threw my hair in a high pony, and came over there. And then I went home to put makeup on and such. And I was like, I'm going to make Caitlin a cup because I'm so proud. And then Ryan was like, I thought you were going. And I was like, I'm making a cup for Caitlin. I'm so proud of her. And then I show up with the cup in my hand, not wrapped, nothing, surprise to it. I walk by Caitlin and she goes, oh, hey again. And I went, don't look at me. And yeah. I just slapped stickers on it.
And it looks great. It matches. It's got red and black glitter, just like my Legos.
That's right.
I am selling t-shirts too.
I got
t-shirts and I launched those. And so if you're interested in that, $28 a pop. That's what the tax included.
Yeah.
Because I have charge tax so I can pay my taxes. Because I'm filing taxes and I don't want to have to eat all that money. So I'm going to charge it.
Yep.
So, but this time I said, I'll eat the 14 cents.
Yeah.
Because it was like 26 plus tax was 28.14. And I was like, well, that's stupid. I'll just do 28.
Fair.
Oh.
You should have just do $28.50.
Yeah.
Done.
Extra money.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now you're profiting.
I won't say that.
But no.
But yeah. So been a fun week. I was dead.
Yeah.
I didn't know it apparently ended at 4.
I didn't know that either.
And then they were like, bye. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I've literally posted 12 to 5, 12 to 5, 12 to 5, like everywhere. No one said anything. So I was just like, well, I was like, I'm staying until 5. Cause
great.
Anastasia was like, fuck, I was on my way. And I was like, well, I'm going to stay then.
Just come.
And I was like, come on, get on up here.
I own this store now.
A few other people stayed too, cause they were also confused.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, cool. But so I left like right at 5 and like tore down and stuff. And then I was dead.
Yeah.
I was dead.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, it was a good week. Anyways.
So do you want to tell them what we're going to talk about?
Yeah. That was exciting. We're going to talk about women in white / wailing women.
That's right.
So they kind of go hand in hand a lot.
Yes.
What was it? I was reading something. No. Where did I even look that up at? Oh, there it is. Anyways, so a white lady or the lady in white is a type of female ghost typically dressed in white, blah, blah, blah. And they are often associated with some sort of tragedy. Like something, it's never like, she died in her sleep, like, you know, accidental
she died
death
of natural causes.
Yeah, like accidental death. She like fell down the stairs or accidentally flung herself off a balcony, murder or suicide, you know, stuff like that. And it has a lot to do with betrayal.
Right.
Which I know your story heavily deals with betrayal.
Yes.
And so it, pretty much what it is a pissed off woman.
Yep.
And if you watched Bly Manor.
Yep.
Also, there's a lady in white, Lady Lake. She's also in white.
Yep.
She's also pissed off.
She is.
So she had some revenge associated with her, too. I won't spoil too much. So
I keep thinking about scaring Ryan.
By doing that?
No.
What? Am I dressing up in the
lady?
Hang
on. Spoiler. Spoiler alerts. This is a spoiler.
This is a spoiler.
When you said by doing that, I thought I was like, by drowning myself in a trunk? No.
I almost did a spit take. Good thing the screen was here, huh?
Thank God for the screen. We have to leave it the whole time we record.
Mike would be like, get out of here, please.
Please leave. But no, because, you know, Ryan, spoiler alert over. So, you know how Ryan scared me last week?
No.
Oh, my God, I could have killed him.
Okay, tell me more. Tell me more.
So, at the beginning of this month.
Did you put up a fight? I don't know. Sorry.
At the beginning of this month, Ryan said to me, I think about scaring you once a week during October. And I said, please don't. And he said, it'll make October fun for you, for me, for me. And I was like, no, it's plenty fun. I'm good.
Yeah.
So then in return, I was outside smoking one night and he was in the shower and we have a little window in our shower. So I just like tapped on it. I was like, dee, 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 and it scared the shit out of him. Great. Whatever. Done. And then the next day I put like one of my mannequin heads in the bed. That one didn't work out great.
But was he just like, okay.
Well, he texted me and was like, were you working on hair in our bed? I was like, damn it. So then a couple days ago, I wake up, I go to the bathroom, I do my makeup. This must have been 2 weeks ago because I know I went to school that day. I do my makeup, I do my hair, I come out of the bathroom. By the corner, you've been to our house very briefly, but you've seen like our front door has this little like jut out by it. This fool pastes a picture of the girl from the fucking ring peeking around the corner. I screamed so loud I was hoarse. I was like, ah! And then I just went, asshole, and like smacked it and ripped it down. And I texted him and I was like, you're dead to me. And then, no, first that night before he had tapped on the window while I was showering. So I was like, great, we're even.
Yeah.
And then he did that and I texted him and I was like, we were even. And now you're dead to me.
Yeah.
And so I went to Starbucks to get my coffee. And he was like, hey, babe. And I was like, do I look like Haley Joel Osment? Because I don't talk to dead people, motherfucker. And so that's why I've been thinking about putting a picture of from Bly Manor in the inside of our medicine cabinet. But now he's going to hear this. And I'd have to do it like.
Does he listen?
Today. Yes.
Okay. Good for him.
Yes, he does. I would have to do
good
it
for
like,
us, too.
Right when I get home. So what's going to happen? No, one time, I don't want to look at it.
One time I scared my brothers by actually like making myself into Samara.
Great.
So I used to have really long stringy hair, you know. Mm-hmm. And so when it was wet, my natural hair color, like it looks pretty black.
Yeah.
And so I like dressed myself in this like old ass white t-shirt once. And I can move like pretty weird.
Yeah.
And so, and then I flung my hair, like had it sopping wet, and I just flipped it over, and I like came out of our like out of the corner of my brother's like they. I think one of them like got close to peeing himself, and then they like threw shit at me and screamed and
ran.
It's
worth noting, I've also never seen that movie.
Oh, it's classic.
Like I don't watch scary movies that much.
Fun fact: so when I saw that, I saw it in 2001. I think when it first came out, I was a child,
you were like seven.
Yeah. So. I have been watching my first novel that I read was Pet Sematary.
You and Ryan, because Ryan is like, I watched that as a kid. Well, Ryan is like comparing movies with me. He was like, have you ever seen like The Ring? And I was like, no. And he was like, what about Poltergeist? And I was like, no.
Watch all of those.
And then
kid.
He goes, well, and then I was like, I've seen certain, he like asked me like, have you even seen like Mighty Ducks? And I was like, yes, I was a child when it came out. And he was like, it's not I scary. Forget that not all parents let their kids watch these scary movies like as children. And I was like, yeah, no. My parents weren't like, come here, 4-year-old Megan. Let's watch fucking
Let's ruin
it.
Your life.
Yeah. Like, yeah. No thanks.
Nah, see, my parents, they just did. I don't know. It's something we've watched scary movies together. So, whenever one of the first times I watched The Ring, I of course didn't see it in like theaters or anything, mm-hmm. but I did see it at home. And
yeah,
one
because
of
the theaters wouldn't have allowed you in.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that's right. Even accompanied. Yeah. And so I saw it, and right as it came out, there was this whole thing with a bunch of prank calls mm-hmm. going around where you'd like *69 or whatever.
Right.
And then you'd answer and the person would just say 7 days. Mm-hmm. It shit you not. It happened like one time. The first time I watched it, the phone everything clicked off. Phone rang. I answered it.
No.
And it said that, and I was like, oh, fuck, I'm going to die. Like,
no, see, that's that shit I
and
don't
then
want.
I just kept getting, those prank calls, and so I was like, okay, this is fake. But
when does the 7 days start?
Yeah,
man?
I was like, is it 7 days from the first time we called or the
last
the
time
third?
You call?
I need
is
to
it,
know.
Is it the last time I
got
hear
a lot
from
of,
you?
I got a lot of planning to do.
Third grade is really rough. Yeah.
I need to make arrangements.
Yeah.
I got to sort out my shit so my family's not left with all my 7-year-old debt.
You like, know what I think? Speaking
how
of
old was
arrangements
I actually then?
And deaths and, you know,
I would've,
wailing
yeah, I
would've women.
Been 8. Yeah.
You know who I think the next wailing woman in America is going to be?
Who?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Because we have confirmed.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. So.
Piss me off. Pissed me right off.
Yeah.
That's a little bit stupid, and that's going to last for years.
Yeah. It's going to last an unlimited amount of years until she dies.
Mm-hmm. Until someone else dies.
So, yeah. So, fun. Anyways, Wailing Women.
Yes.
You had mentioned Bly Manor, and I mm-hmm. got us off on this tangent. I'm sorry.
No, that was fun.
So,
I liked it. Informative.
Yeah. Yeah, informative of how Ryan scares the shit out of me.
Yeah, and how I've scared people in other scary movies.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yep.
It's good.
I just don't watch a lot of them. I don't know.
I watch them to go to sleep. And yeah, I don't, and I sleep fine. I mean, I feel like most of the time I already only
Caitlin,
have.
I hear a lot about your dreams.
Yeah, I have really bad nightmares. I have always had.
I sleep fine.
I always had really terrible, very vivid nightmares, like awful.
Have you considered some kind of correlation to some of them? Not all of them, but some of them.
Because, I mean, well, I don't know. I feel like at this point I'm just like, man, whatever.
They don't even scare you anymore.
No, because like I'm just like, whatever I'm watching on this TV screen, like my subconscious has already put me through like 8 times worse.
Yeah.
Like much scarier shit. So I'm just like, yeah.
See, I'll watch like true crime murder shows
to
go
to sleep.
Yeah. The scary movies keep me up all night.
One more aside. I posted the other day. I was just watching Forensic Files, and I'd watched this one again because I watched them all like 800 times. But I'd watched this one again like 3 days prior. But then I finally decided to post about it because I was like, my favorite episode of Forensic Files is. is when the potatoes and onions solved the case. Because there's this one where literally they were like, the potatoes could help us figure out when he was killed. And I was like, man, the potatoes did this. Great. And no one understood what I meant except for Connor. Uh-huh. Connor messaged me and he goes, you mean the one where they figured out that cook's been cross-contaminating all his food? And I said, yes, sir, that's the one.
Perfect.
And I was like, just reinforces Connor and I being...
Yes.
Of the same cloth.
Yes. Skin.
Yes.
So do you want to talk about the Wailing Woman you found or the one?
You
I
go
mean,
first.
Mine's
I'm
so
excited
general.
To sit back and listen.
So I, as we know, have a strong interest in any kind of Hispanic culture, Mexican folklore, anything like that. And so, of course, I did La Llorona.
Yeah.
So
can I interrupt real fast?
Yes.
So...
I never saw that
Whenever,
movie either.
Okay. It was awful.
Yeah. I knew it would be.
I have Velma. She's good.
Yeah.
But
Linda Cardinelli.
Yeah.
She's great.
And But every time it was coming out, I would always sing La Llorona.
Great.
And that's really all I have. And then there's, of course, my Corona. It's just fun to remake it to everything that could possibly rhyme.
Yeah.
But I'd always go around going, La Llorona, because I don't know any of the other words. So
great. That's a creepy song. You should look that up.
The whole actual words to my Corona?
Okay. Well, the backstory as well.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Intrigued.
Very creepy. So this information is from Legends of America. I just found stuff. The legend of La Llorona, Spanish for the weeping woman, has been a part of Hispanic culture in the Southwest since the days of the conquistadors. The tall, thin spirit is said to be blessed with natural beauty and long flowing black hair. Typical. Wearing a white nightgown, she roams the rivers and creeks, wailing into the night and searching for children to drag screaming to a watery grave.
Fun.
I know.
Like water babies.
My people. No one really knows where
the
legend...
At least she's cute, huh?
That's right. No one really knows where the legend began or from where it originated. And the tales vary from source to source. The one common thread is that she's the spirit of a doomed mother who drowned her children and now spends eternity searching for them in rivers and lakes. Now, I'll tell you the story that I heard. I heard that this woman... was dating this man. This woman was a single mother who had two children. She was dating a man, and he said he didn't want children. So she drowned her children and then felt bad and killed herself. And when she got to the gates of heaven, Saint Peter? Yeah. He
I was like, I don't know.
He refused her entry without her children. Mm-hmm. So what I had heard was that she spent, if there were kids around the water, she would drown them mm-hmm. and try to claim them as her children.
Yeah.
And take them. And she kept getting rejected and rejected. And that's why it's never stopped.
There's so many different storylines because I've heard that one. I've also heard that it was her husband, but he had cheated on her.
Uh-huh.
And so then she was like... And he was like, pretty much was like, I'm going to leave you for this other woman. And she was like, the fuck you ain't. And you ain't going to take my kids either. So she's like, if I can't have them, no one can.
Right.
So killed them. And then out of realized what she had done, then killed herself. And then, yes, I've heard like kind of similar. They all kind of lead mm-hmm. that she got to the gates of heaven and was denied entry. Mm-hmm. And, but yeah, there's so many different like little blue, 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 blue things that go into her.
Right.
It's a very like obscure. It's just like the whole true definition of a like folklore.
Yeah.
Everything's just passed down and it's like telephone. So many different things. It's fun. She has so many interesting backstories. I don't want to say cool because it's not like cool.
No. But there's another one that's similar to that one and it is. The story of Maria, who was a very beautiful woman. She had minty breath. She had many, you know, men that were interested in her. She was from a peasant family. She married a wealthy man. They had two children together. He lost interest in her and would go traveling for work and would only come home and would spend all of his time with the children and not her. And then he started cheating on her. And so... she began to resent the children, drowned them, realized what she had done, killed herself.
Yeah.
Basically, now the story, what happens as the aftermath of the drowning and all of that is that when kids are around water after dark or anything like that, they will hear her crying and they will be drawn to the cry. Now, a lot of places say that the closer it sounds, the further away it is. Mm-hmm. And the farther away she sounds, the closer she is. So, yeah.
Objects at me.
Yeah.
Are closer than they appear.
And so. So, I feel like I'm breathing so heavy.
Oh, me too.
Tonight.
That's why I have to keep breathing, like holding back.
I know. I'm sorry. I've bored myself.
You're sleepy.
Yeah. And I'm like grunty. So. I've had a lot of dairy today. I think that's what's got me kind of stopped up. So, so basically, what it actually is, is that Hispanic families will use La Llorona as a way of getting kids to behave.
Yeah.
If you're not good, she's going to come and get you. It doesn't have to be about water.
Fucked up.
So like, it's fun. My God, we are a mess. So
that's the shit I'd do as a parent.
But Ryan and I have talked about this. This has to be a cultural thing because when I was little, so on Christmas Eve, what did your parents tell you why you had to go to bed?
If you
don't go to bed, who won't come?
Santa, yeah.
Right. We were told if you don't go to bed, Ooey Cuckooey will come.
Like a Krampus or what's that one from Switzerland?
No, Cuckooey was not Christmas based at all. Oh. He's just a boogeyman. Cuckooey?
Oh.
We'll talk about him one day.
Cool, yeah. I would love to learn about stories. That. I've never heard of it, actually.
Oh my God, I love Cuckooey. I love the stories.
What's that one Swedish woman who will like, she has her 9 little gremlin of children that'll come and then
Sabrina?
No.
Did you see that episode of The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina?
Oh, maybe. I've seen them all, it's so great. I guess.
Yeah. So, but that's the thing is, like, I think that's got to be a cultural difference where, like, you just use fear to raise your children.
Yeah.
Or get them to behave.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were, I mean, yeah, if you don't, you know, if you're not good, she's going to come and get you. Mm-hmm. And look what she did to her own fucking kids.
Yeah.
So, I have a bunch of stories. There's another, real quick, I do want to say there's another story. I can't find it. I have a lot of papers here. But it's about how she helped the conquistadors. And I wish that I had more, that I had read it more clearly. But look it up. You can look it up yourself. I'm not here to give you information.
That's right.
But so here is a story of La Llorona in Texas.
Fine.
As we noted, she does not limit her travels to New Mexico, which like, no, obviously not. She's from regular Mexico.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't know she was from New Mexico. I thought this was Mexico.
Yeah. Seemingly, she follows Hispanic people wherever they go, as evidenced by the story that Peach Sanchez shared with us crossing the San Bernard River Bridge in East Bernard, Texas. Mm. East Bernard is southwest of Houston in Wharton County. This community built its residence around 1850 on the east side of the San Bernard River. Today, the San Bernard Bridge spans the river. Several years ago, Sanchez. Was driving along in East Bernard with the radio blaring. As he was crossing the river bridge, he was startled as he looked to the right to see a semi-transparent woman sitting in his passenger seat. Dressed all in black, the spirit's face was covered by a lacy black veil. Obviously frightened, he hit the gas hard, speeding past the bridge, not looking back into the passenger seat. It wasn't until he was past the bridge that he found the courage to look again. The spirit had vanished. He readily admits that he's still freaked out today by that ghostly image. When he read the story above about the Garcia brothers encountering a tall woman wearing a black tapelo and a black net over her face who appeared on the wagon seat between them, he obviously saw similarities.
Mm.
So there were a bunch of stories in this article, obviously. Mm. Here's one, an attack by the weeping woman. Mm. When I was about 8 years old, I just started becoming interested in all things paranormal. I was researching La Llorona when all of a sudden I heard a noise, so I decided to check it out. Stupid.
Yeah, that's exactly how you die.
Mistake.
Every horror film.
Yeah, see, I don't need to see the horror films. I know the gist.
Can I tell you a joke one of my students said today?
Sure.
So they work at a restaurant.
Great.
And they're a cook. And I guess for the second time in this past week, their electricity went out, and she's black.
Uh-huh.
And she said the electricity went out, and she said, uh-uh. She goes, I'm the blackest person in here. She goes, I've seen the horror films. I'm dying first. She goes, I'm out. And I was like, oh my God. I loved it. I was just like, that's the best story I've ever heard. Thank you for sharing that. I'm not even mad you interrupted practice to say it. It's funny. Happened today. Anyways.
So then I heard it again. It sounded like it was coming from the bathroom, so I walked in and stopped at the sink. Then all of a sudden, my head was pushed into the sink and the water started to run. Ooh. The sink finally filled all the way and I was trying to breathe. Then I couldn't breathe anymore. I thought I was going to die of lack of oxygen. So I screamed and my mom came in. She pulled my head out after a struggle and hugged me tightly. She knew I wouldn't drown myself, so she started thinking. Then she froze and her face turned white. She screamed and almost fainted. I asked her what was wrong, and she said with a stutter, "La la la, Llorona." The other part of the story is that she, as she is wailing, what she's actually usually saying is, "Ay, mis hijos," like, "Oh, my sons."
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Or, "Oh, my children."
Mm-hmm.
Because she's crying that she killed them.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Becca.
And I'm Josie.
And we're your judges. And this is By the Cupboard. No, wait. Do you want us to... Oh, shit.
Okay, we'll try it again.
Okay. Hi, I'm Becca.
And I'm Josie.
And we're your judges on By the Cover, a new podcast.
Yeah, we're a talk show. God,
we're a Josie.
Yeah, we're a comedy talk show centered around Amazon book review culture. You can find us on Spotify, Stitcher,
wherever podcasts are.
All the places.
There. You can't hide from us. Anyway, listen to our show. We're going to be funny. We're going to be talking about books, and it's going to be great.
Yay! Promo over. The words I'm singing now mean nothing more than me.
Looking for a job? Check out ResWrite.
ResWrite offers resumes, cover letters, and LinkedIn profiles for individuals searching for new opportunities.
Resumes start at just $30.
Check out ResWrite.com for more info and use my code ResWriteRMN10 for 10% off all services.
Again, that is ResWriteRMN10, which is ResWriteRM as in mom, N as in nachos, 10. For 10% off all services. What? Nachos was a good thing.
Hi, my name is Gary. I spend a lot of time on Rogue Media. I love podcasting. Podcast makes me so happy. When I'm not doing anything else, I'm listening to Bluesville, Keep Waco Loud, and a lot of other things. I love the Rogue Media.
So one night, it was just like any other night, I lived in a trailer with my mom and dad. My youngest brother was staying with my aunt this night. I fell asleep watching Jay Leno as usual, like 12. And when I woke up, I was on the sofa in my living room. The time was 4 a.m., which illuminated from the stove in the kitchen. The television was off, and normally I had a light on, but this time it was pitch black. I woke up, and I heard a horrible screaming that was coming from far in the distance. The screaming was coming from a ditch that was a few feet away from my home. I heard it and thought I was hearing things. I asked myself, am I dreaming? Then I just started to hear the animals outside howling and whimpering. These animals that I speak of are cats or cats and dogs. As the screaming got closer, the animals continued to cry. The screaming was something I've never experienced before. It sounded like I was in a big hallway and a woman was screaming her guts out down the hallway. Then, in all the screaming, I started to make out words. These words, being said by whoever this was at 4 a.m., screaming their guts out, shocked me. The woman said, "Ay, mis hijos," "Oh, my children." In a huge panic, I quickly got up from the sofa, ran to the kitchen, which was right next to where I was asleep. I turned the closet light on and looked around. The screaming didn't stop. In fact, it only got louder and closer. I questioned my sanity at that moment. Was I going crazy or hearing things? Then I thought to myself, this is real, and the animals are responding to it in a negative way. So I did what any other 11-year-old boy would do in this moment. I ran to my mom and dad's room. I reached for my mom and shook her awake wildly. She woke up slowly, and to my amazement, the screaming faded away as she woke awake. I thought to myself, what the heck is going on? I told my mom, "Do you hear that screaming, that crying lady?" My mom was half asleep and she said, go back to sleep. It's most likely just your imagination. I like that the mom didn't just say, like, it is your just your imagination. It's yeah, just most likely. It's probably.
I thought she was going to say, it's most likely La Llorona.
I wish.
Like, oh, fuck.
I told her, no, this is real. Please listen. Don't you hear her? My mom quickly just said, you're dreaming, so go back to sleep. It's going to be okay.
But by then, the screaming woke you up. What?
Right. By then, the screaming had faded long away, like if whoever was screaming knew that an adult was awake. I was terrified as I returned to the living room, quickly turned on the television as I left most of the lights on as well. I didn't go back to sleep until the sun came up. I couldn't believe what I heard and witnessed. I was treated like a crazy person whenever I told my story. It got so bad that I kept my experience to myself. To this day, I don't care what people think of my experience. I know what I heard. A couple of years later, it happened to me again.
Yikes. Oh. Uh-huh. Makes me scared. She's like coming for him, you know?
Later on, I'll tell you about that. Or I'll give you this story.
Okay. Or we can save it and you can read it next episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Deal. Go for it.
Because I still want to hear it. So... we are going halfway around the world for mine. I am covering the White Lady of Kinsale, Ireland.
Great.
Yeah. So it says one of Ireland's most tragic ghost stories. But so essentially, again, as we had said with the white ladies, white women being associated with some sort of tragedy or betrayal, stuff like that. This one wasn't necessarily a betrayal, but it was a tragic suicide of a mourning bride. And she is often seen around Charles Fort in Cork, one of Ireland's. I don't know what that means. At Charles Fort. I think it's like a
province. Okay.
Was it like a fort, like an actual fort, like an army fort.
Oh, like yeah. A military base.
Military base. Yes.
There we go.
Where they put forts.
Right.
Yeah, I was like, what is the name? It's literally in it, Charles Fort. But she is the White Lady of Kinsale. So according to legend and famous just Irish ghost stories, one of the fort soldiers married a local girl and they stayed at the fort for their wedding night. The soldier had watch duty that night and a bit drunk from the day's celebrations fell asleep. Other soldiers in the fort found him asleep while on duty and following the protocol of the day shot him at his post.
What?
I guess that's a thing they did. Yeah. So if you fell asleep at the post, I don't know.
Is that why they say don't be the first to pass out at a party?
Maybe. Because
they're going to shoot you.
Yeah. So from the day, like, that sucks that he had to do that shit on his wedding night. She's probably mad. But yeah, then so I guess that was protocol. So they shot him at the post. After hearing about her husband's death, the bride flung herself to her death from one of the fort walls.
Right.
As you do. So it says, decades after the tragedy, the White Lady was seen wandering through Charles Fort by soldiers and their families, especially the children. Two sergeants were packing up some equipment when one man's daughter asked who the White Lady smiling at her was. And both men saw nothing, but the girl was adamant that a woman in a white dress had been looking at her. And in another story, a nurse saw the White Lady standing over the bed of a sleeping child, stuff like that. But it does go on to say that not all of her interactions with the living are friendly.
Well, I would imagine not.
Yeah. She'd probably be pretty pissed off at most of the soldiers, I feel like. But it says, even into the first half of the 12th century, several captains recounted stories of being pushed down a flight of stairs by an unseen force, stuff like that. She also isn't only stuck just to the fort.
Great.
She seems to roam the streets of her native Kinsale. Which is where, I hope I'm saying that right. It looks like that's the only way to say it, but it's probably like Kinsale or something.
There are no Irish people that listen to us.
Yeah.
It's fine.
So, Kinsale. I was like, that's Italian.
Denmark's the closest we're getting, so we're good. And I genuinely don't know how far Denmark is from Ireland.
Yeah, I don't know. That's like when
I
said.
Geography.
That's like when I said, what was it? That the volcano in Sweden or something. What was that first episode? We had to fact. Na, 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 yeah. Na,
fact check.
Charles Fort, or nope, not going to say that. Dún Cathail in the Irish language. I said it. I said it wrong, but was built between 1677 and 1682 during the reign of Charles II as a fortress to defend against attacks from enemies approaching via the sea. Mm-hmm. William Robinson, who's designed the Royal Hospital.
I know that guy.
He designed the Royal Hospital in Dublin, is credited with the design of the fort. So that's kind of cool. Anyways, it was in use for military until 1922. It's now in ruins, but the bridge can still be seen. And wandering the fort's walls in her white dress, you can still find the White Lady. And as the locals call her, she has also been, or as the locals say, she has also been wandering the streets of Kinsale, where she was originally from.
Yeah.
It's cool. The place is now a national monument, stuff like that.
I'm curious about her interactions with children. Maybe, I mean, I would think that the folklore would go far enough to say, like, she was pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah, that maybe he...
knocked her up first try.
Yeah.
I mean, I assume first try based on the time period.
Yeah, probably. But, well, let's see. I had another... where did... here it is. Oh, wait, was I on the wrong one? I don't know. Do-do-do-do. Anyways, so here's a, like, I guess kind of like the one that I said wasn't friendly, where they were knocked down the stairs. Here's an actual more in-depth story of it. Says a particular note is that it played host to Admiral Penn, the governor of Kinsale. Wait, maybe it's not. I misread that. But anyways, Admiral had a son called William who became the clerk, blah, blah, blah. Nope, I was hoping that this would come into it. Never mind.
All right.
Anyways, what is kind of interesting, and I can't see how it's related at all, there's a hotel there called the White Lady Hotel in Kinsale.
Mm.
And there's no, they're not like being like, hey, this has to do with the White Lady. But I would be intrigued to, like, figure out more. Because in Raleigh, in Asheville, North Carolina, in Asheville, North Carolina is the Grove Park Inn, which I, growing up as a child, we would, when I was in North Carolina, we would go by the Grove Park Inn. And there was always the story of the Pink Lady. So she was found in pink, which is kind of rare, mm-hmm. I feel like, because oftentimes if it's a ghostly apparition, most of the time they're in white.
Yeah.
And but so the Grove Park Inn used to kind of boast for a long time the tales of the Pink Lady. And, like, you know, if you stay in this room, like, you could possibly see her. She plays tricks and stuff.
Stay
like
in that. This room, you're gonna,
you're gonna die.
You stay in this room, and Danny's gonna come, and you're gonna ride Ferris wheels.
Yep.
Rizzo and Kanicki.
But so they used to often, like, kind of have ghost stories that would book up and stuff months in advance, and, like, boasted about their haunting, and then they recently were. I guess not recently, but, you know, in the last, like, 15 years or so, bought by Omni. Mm. And now when you go to their website, it's hard to find any information about the Pink Lady.
Really?
And so I'm like, what the heck? Like, that's, like, what Grove Park Inn was known for.
Yeah.
And again, it was a lover thing. She flung herself or accidentally fell. And she's not so much of a mean spirit. She's more tricksy. Like, we'll lock you in your bathroom kind of shit. And just play little things like that. But I wonder if this White Lady Hotel used to be associated with the White Lady of Kinsale and then possibly got bought out by someone. And so now they're like, no, there's no ghost here. Like, we're
fine. I would assume so.
Look at our lovely planters.
Why else would you name it that?
Yeah.
And it just so happens to be in her hometown.
Yeah. White Lady Hotel. I'm like, because when I would type in White Lady of Kinsale, that would pop up most of the time.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I don't need to know about your hotel.
Look on Reddit.
Yeah, Reddit knows everything. Know. Mm-hmm. Reddit knows all.
I really do.
I should re-download that app. Yeah. So anyways, White Lady of Kinsale, she flung herself. She's often seen. She's not going to drown your kids, but she's just a lady in white, often seen around town.
Oh.
I don't know. I'd be curious to go look.
Yeah.
Although Ireland was not very vegetarian friendly. I had trouble eating there. And all the Starbucks in Ireland are not, they're like franchised.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not a part of the
partner program.
Yeah. So I couldn't get my discount there. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have as many good food options. It was like,
well, never go back.
Country of Tarbucks. I was like, ugh. But I did go to the Guinness Museum and, or the Guinness, whatever it's called.
And brewery?
Brewery. Storehouse, something like that. And then also the Jameson in one day.
Oh, nice. Oh, good.
We had to walk like 5 miles round trip. Or like, yeah, it was like 3 miles one way and then 3 miles back to the apartment.
Perfect. The hostel.
And we were pretty drunk at that point. It was fun. Anyways, yeah, White Lady of Kinsale, wasn't too much about her, but I thought she was kind of cool and I thought it was fun that she was Irish. I can't do an Irish accent, otherwise I'd attempt pretty bad at that. So Irish is hard.
It is. It's very difficult.
Ryan's pretty okay at it.
Is
only
he?
When he says, oops, I farted.
Yeah. Sounds right.
I love that shit. Anyways, I did allude to the fact that I had a ghost story from last week.
Yes.
I'm not going to read it right now.
Fuck you.
Well, I wanted to look more into the place and just haven't had time to this whole week. So I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it a disservice, you know.
Perfect.
But yeah, and it's about time we wrap it up anyway. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
fun.
Still looking through my paperwork.
Yeah,
for
if you find
fucking
it.
Story.
My paperwork.
It's not here. I don't even know why I'm looking.
I don't have a printer, so
I
can't
print. I like to have things.
No, that's nice. I wish I could print.
Well, we can use our Patreon money
to buy me a printer.
That's right. Speaking of, you can support us on Patreon.
That's right. We have some different tiers.
Yes, we do.
Different things.
And our current Patreon supporters, we want to thank you, as Brian and Amanda.
Yes, we also have Brandon.
And Shelby.
Uh-huh. And we also have Jeffrey.
That's right.
And that's probably it.
Yep.
So
that is all of them. So thank you guys again for supporting us. We also want to invite you to reach out to us.
Yeah.
Send us your ghost stories. Tell
and eventually
me.
We'll read them.
Yeah.
Instead of telling you, hey, we have your ghost story. And we're never going to read it.
And you can reach us through email.
That's right. And that's at whatsyourexcusepodcast@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook, which is
What's Your Excuse Podcast?
We
did
it
backwards again.
Damn it.
But here, you can say it this time. So our email is
What's Your Excuse Podcast at gmail.com.
No spaces, no apostrophes.
Wait, at email?
Yeah.
Facebook. Why
that's
not?
Email.
Oh, yeah, but we don't typically say it after.
Oh,
well,
I'm
confused.
Instagram. You can find us on Instagram.
You can find us on Insta at What's Your Excuse Podcast with no spaces or apostrophes.
Or on Facebook.
Yeah, with What's Your Excuse Podcast with spaces and apostrophes, because there
we're not animals.
That's right.
There we go. We got it.
That felt normal.
We got it. I swear to God.
We're only on episode like, I don't know, 60 maybe.
You know,
62.
Don't judge us based on how frequently we've been doing this.
Anyways.
So, stay safe.
Yeah, and as always, we're in the lovely Rogue Media Network studios. Mike's saying, get the hell out of here.
I'm tired and old.
Me too.
Yeah, me too. All the girls at school make it very obvious.
Hey, fuck them.
No, I like them.
Oh, okay.
It's okay. I call myself.
Okay,
old
they're
too.
Nice.
I told them today that I probably need a
60th. Oh, it's our 60th.
Oh.
I was
yay.
Like, 60th birthday?
I told them today I'd probably need a walker to get across the stage at graduation.
Yeah.
So, but everyone stay safe.
Yeah, and stay safe. I was going to. And then all I could think of was stay sexy and don't get murdered. And I was like, that's not ours. That's not ours. But yeah, stay safe. And that's all, folks. That's all, folks. I'm just going to be that piggy at the end of every episode.
Porky.
Porky.
is a name. You know it's not just a random pig, right?
I thought it was one they just found on the street.
I don't know why I did that sound effect. Like, that's what a pig does.
That's what pigs do.
No.
That's probably more like a donkey or a horse.
No, that's an asshole. What you're thinking of.
Yeah. Me. Oh, this morning, Kitty crawled on my lap while I was pooping. She said, "You're taking too long. I'm going to sit up here." And then when I was done, I couldn't move because I was like, well.
Well, keep it creepy,
we're
guys.
Committed to this. Keep it creepy. I like that. Bye.
What's your excuse?
La Llorona. Yeah, that's all, folks. All
right.
I'm Piggy.
Great. This has been Rogue Media Network Podcast.